Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Israel and top leadership of Hamas have agreed to the core elements of a Gaza hostage release and ceasefire. Haggling continues over the details.
ABC News learning the details of a potential deal are broken up into three main phases, starting with the release of 33 hostages, including at least two Americans. Over the next 42 days, Israeli forces would withdraw from parts of Gaza and allow much-needed aid in. The Biden administration...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at the Kohl Center as the Wisconsin Badgers, winners of five straight games, looking to keep it going tonight as they host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the one and only regular season meeting between these two programs. Ohio State coming off a tough loss last week in Columbus, one that got away from them. The Oregon Ducks going in to Value City Arena and defeating Ohio State. Buckeyes 2-3 in Big Ten play, 10-6 overall. The Badgers now 3-2 in conference, 13-3 overall. And tonight, if things go well for the home team, Greg Gard will join the 200 wins club at the University of Wisconsin. He stands at 199 and 110 going into tonight's matchup. We're about an hour away from the opening tip. We'll hear from the head coach. We'll check in with grad student Stephen Crow. But up next, as always, we'll start things off with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
American history comes to life at the Amory Library. Join us for History Night at the Amory Library, coming up on January 23rd at 6 p.m. This month, Crazy Horse, Custer, and the Battle of the Greasy Grass. It's History Night at the Amory Library. Join us on January 23rd at 6 p.m. Contact the Amory Library for more information.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Badgers pregame show. Wisconsin and Ohio State as the Badgers go for their sixth consecutive win. Another storyline involving the head coach that we'll get to in a minute as we visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. First for the players, Kamari McGee continues to write himself quite a story here, Jesse, with we know what he has been doing off the bench in his time as a Badger, and now in his first start, he has a Badger career high for him, 15 points. I think you were the one who said he would shoot 57% from three coming into the season, though. Am I correct in saying that?
If I did say that, I should go to Vegas and put some money on it, because I did not have that one on the bingo card. But obviously, he's been tremendous. Greg saw this in the preseason. Now, 33 minutes in a starting role was not really in the cards initially, but when Max Klesmann goes down, Kamari showed his value to the team. You mentioned the 15 points. I've been so impressed with his scoring ability. We knew about everything else that he could do in terms of hustle and defense, but he's been shooting at a pretty high clip, and it's helped this team tremendously.
Well, I'll get right to the little tease that I had a moment ago. Greg Gard, if things go well for his team tonight, it would be Gard's 200th win as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. How from your seat, what have you seen in Greg Gard as a coach, how he has evolved from when he was a head coach in December of 2015, kind of a crazy game against UW Green Bay, the Big Ten championships, tournaments that they've been involved in. What have you seen with him and his evolution as a head basketball coach?
Well, obviously, it is no small feat to try and replace a Hall of Fame basketball coach and do it in your own way. When he initially took the job on the interim basis in the middle of that season after Bo Ryan abruptly retired, he's fighting for his job. He's fighting for his future because he had to prove that he was worthy of being the head coach on a full-time basis. What I've been most impressed with about Gard, you use the word evolution, his willingness to change with the times. And we've certainly seen this the last couple of seasons, and we continue to see it this year. But to empower his assistant coaches to try and change the offense. We remember Wisconsin as the swing. That's not what they do anymore. To understand that college basketball games aren't 150-48 anymore, and you're going to have to score 80-plus on a lot of nights. I think he deserves a lot of credit, for as much as perhaps there have been detractors over the years because you don't have the same type of success as a Bo Ryan. He's still a two-time Big Ten Coach of the Year who's got Wisconsin in great position. And this, by the way, was a Wisconsin team picked in the preseason to finish tied for 12th in the Big Ten. So they continue to exceed expectations.
Well, I was talking with Greg for his radio show yesterday, and he raves about his staff. I mean, he's had good assistants through the years, obviously. But with Kirk Penny, with Greg Steensma, Lance Randall, the new additions, and as a head coach, there's a willingness to listen there, too. Not every coach does that, but that might be as big a strength as any that he has.
Absolutely. A lot of coaches would say, hey, it's my way or the highway. I've waited my turn, and now I'm the head coach, and we're going to do it the way that I want. But I said before, this idea of empowering the assistant coaches, that has been tremendously beneficial here. You mentioned Kirk Penny. Kirk has been a big instrumental person in changing this offense to that ball screen continuity offense, because it goes back to what he ran when he was a player at Maccabi Tel Aviv. They don't necessarily have this type of offense in place if Greg doesn't empower Kirk Penny. I wrote a story earlier in the season about when Greg hired Greg Steensma, some of the things Greg has implemented in terms of the pregame routine. Obviously, Joe Krabanoff, Sharif Chambliss, you mentioned Lance Randall. It really is a tremendous staff with a lot of people who understand what has made this program successful over the years, and I do think that matters.
And with tonight's opponent, Ohio State, a little bit of a Jekyll and Hyde kind of team. They've been blown out to some games. They let one get away last week against a good Oregon team, I should say that. But they beat Kentucky by 20. So this could be a very, very tough test here tonight for the Badgers, because we know when Ohio State is good, it's really good.
I think it starts with trying to stop Bruce Thornton, who's averaging 17-plus points per game. But that is Big Ten basketball. On any given night, these teams can beat you. Ohio State's only 10-6 and has kind of been slow out of the gates in Big Ten play. But it's going to be a challenge. And, I mean, Wisconsin deserves tremendous credit for having a five-game winning streak. But you've got to play at a really high level to continue that against teams that know you very well.
All right. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. More to come on our pregame show. We'll hear from Stephen Crowell, who has been on a roll here these last few games. We'll check in with the grad student from Eagan, Minnesota. As our pregame show continues, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org. Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
It's the Badgers and the Ohio State Buckeyes tonight. Our pregame coverage continues now with our Badger Spotlight as we check in with grad student Stephen Crowell. And it's probably no coincidence that with the Badgers on a five-game winning streak, Big Stevie's been on a heater, averaging 16.5 points a game, 6.5 rebounds per contest. And as one of the true veterans of this program, he and a couple of his buddies are more than happy to welcome the newcomers and help show them the way with the Wisconsin Badgers.
Me, Gil, Klez a little bit. He's been here for 3 or 4 years now. Yeah. So, honestly, but credit to them, because they do a great job of coming to us. And it's not just them going to the coaches, it's them coming to us too and asking questions. And we're more than happy to help them out.
So much has been made about the culture here. We've talked about it a lot, not just a word. Yeah. But in this environment, it's a little bit different, mm-hmm. but it seems like you guys have been able to maintain kind of who you are throughout all of this, right?
Yeah, no, that's, like I go back, it's credit to the coaches. They bring in the right people. And it's going to get a little bit harder now with NIL and the transfer portal, keeping guys around for 4 years. But like Brad did for me, Tyler did for me, we're trying to do for these younger guys. And hopefully they soak it in and then just keep giving to the next generation, show them what it means to be a Badger.
What's the best piece of advice or a couple pieces of advice you give to them, be they freshmen or guys who have transferred into the program?
I just say you got to handle the ups and downs of a season. Like even for me this year, there's been ups and downs. And that's going to be throughout your whole college career, and it's just about how you respond to those and learn from those dips. And not getting too high when you're having good games. So I think it's just handling those ups and downs is the biggest piece of advice I got for them.
I want to say your disposition's probably been a benefit to you, right? Because you don't let yourself get, you know, too excited or the opposite of things aren't going well. I would imagine that served you pretty well in your basketball life.
Yeah, no, for sure, because I'm a pretty even keel guy, so I try to keep that and carry that onto the court and into my relationships on the court. So it's helped me through those tough times.
As we're talking right now, you're on one of those ups where you're playing really, really well. For everybody has a guess, but they ask the guy who's been playing really, really well. What's been the difference for you? You think?
I just think, like I was just saying, just sticking to it, coming in every day, listening to what the coaches have to say, watching film, learning from those games where you maybe didn't play so well, and just coming out and, like I said earlier, just responding to the feedback.
The number of minutes, is it, if it's fewer, that you're making that work?
Yeah, no, that's just something the coaches came to me, and they're like, maybe you're more fresh if we just do little stints out there with you, and it's been working, and credit to them for finding that out, and hopefully we can keep it going.
The experience is golden. I know Coach Gard's mentioned this many years. You want to get old, stay old.
Yeah.
If you stop, I mean, as we talk, you're in the middle of your season, but when you have quiet moments or a little gap in the schedule, just think back of the guys that you've been up against in your career, and you guys have won a ton of games here.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure the older I get, the more I'll look back on it. But, it's been crazy. Even the bigs I've gone up here since I was a sophomore, and even freshman year, just watching those bigs work. It's been crazy, the bigs that have came from this conference and the players too, but it's been unbelievable.
You've mentioned the ups and downs of a team or an individual. I mean, you've been a part of some of their big ups, including a Big Ten championship, playing in high stakes games.
Yep.
How much have those experiences, you know, maybe all the experience of being a college player, but knowing that in big moments you've been a part of teams that have really delivered, how much of that can help you now, you think?
I think it's a huge thing. I mean, that's one of the main reasons you come to Wisconsin, is to play in those big games, the Big Ten championship games, Big Ten tournament championships. It's been a lot of fun, and hopefully this year we can get to a few more.
Without a doubt. I was talking with Carter Gilmore a few weeks ago about just how the game is changing. We talk about what it was like 10 years ago, 15 years ago. It's changed from 5 years ago, hasn't it?
No, for sure. From when I first came in, I keep crediting the coaches, but having Kirk around and Steamer around, they brought a little new life to the offense and a new way of we're playing, a little bit faster, higher scoring, and it's working. Credit to them and credit to my teammates and all of us for buying into that, for sure.
It's kind of funny, even just, you know, we're announcing a game and you're playing it, so you probably, I don't know how much of a sense you get, but there are some guys who are getting shots up that fans are going, huh?
Yeah.
But the light's green, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big difference now.
Oh, yeah. They give us the utmost confidence. They get mad if we don't shoot it when we're open, so they're giving us all the utmost confidence, and it's been showing this year, and like I said earlier, hope we can keep it going.
If we would have told you that as a freshman, he said, yeah, go ahead, let it fly. And you would have said,
I wouldn't have even known what to say. I would have been like, wow, this is college basketball, okay. But, no, that's what it's came to, like you said. And I'm sure 5 years from now it's going to be a whole different game too. So it's been fun.
I always ask guys in their quote, final lap, if you have a chance to take it in. And, but this is, like, as we speak, you're about to go on a trip to the West Coast.
Yeah.
I mean, how the conference has changed.
Yeah.
Is there a part of that? I mean, you've been in, you know, Mac Arena, Assembly Hall, and just in Piscataway here recently. Is there a part of you that really kind of gets fired up about playing in a place like a Pauley Pavilion or going out to USC?
Yeah, no, before the season we knew, obviously, the schedule coming out, so we were excited we got to do the L.A. trip rather than – because we already went to Oregon for the NIT and Washington, so us older guys, we were excited we got to do that L.A. trip. So, no, it's going to be fun to go into those historic gyms, especially the UCLA gym, and they're a good team this year, so that'll be a fun big game for us.
That's Badgers big man Stephen Crowell, and that is tonight's Badgers Spotlight. Stay with us. The Notebook is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives.
Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl Center alongside Brian Butch. I'm Matt LePay. Update you on a Big Ten game going on right now. Illinois leads Indiana 64-42 with about 15 and a half minutes left in that game. It was 60-32, the Illini, at the break. Indiana, just you don't know what you're going to get from game to game. And Illinois, Butchie, we were talking probably a little salty here after losing on the home floor to USC on Saturday. Saturday morning, kind of sleepy in a building that normally isn't. Yakachonis didn't play. He's playing tonight and seems to be okay. But that was one that when I was flipped that game on, I thought, what? Life in the Big Ten.
Well, life in the Big Ten, yes. But it also was a case because I watched it. Where Illinois was playing with their food a little bit. Now I got to yell at my 6-year-old, my 4-year-old, my 2-year-old not to play with your food. I can only imagine what Brad Underwood then did because that's that's what they were doing. And so this doesn't surprise me because Malik Renew's not playing for Indiana as well. So I know they held him out yet again. And you just, Illinois, I've said it all year long. This isn't new. I think they're the most talented team in the league, but yep, they've got to continue to play at that level. When they do, you see results like this. You see results what happened in Oregon. Like, they've got two 30-plus point wins. They just beat Penn State by 30-plus. That's why that USC game was so weird. But, again, like I said, they played with their food. They just tempted USC. And if you do that with a USC team, especially a Coach Musselman coach team, that's what they're going to do. And that's why, you know, I know we've got – Wisconsin's got this game. That's why I'm so nervous about that West Coast trip, just because – that's what USC wants. They want to be the underdog. That's what Musselman has always been about.
Yeah, there. By the way, we'll have more on the Big Ten report coming up a bit later in our pregame show. But the Trojans are home tonight playing the Iowa Hawkeyes. And obviously, I think a lot of emotion there given the events of the last week and the ongoing fight against these wildfires out there that has just been so awful. UCLA is scheduled to be on the home floor Friday night against the Hawkeyes. The Badgers will be at SC on Saturday and will play UCLA 1 week from tonight. Butchie, about this Badgers team, they continue, maybe the most encouraging thing, and by the way, no one's questionable. Max Klesman is up. Looks like he's good to go. You got Cameron Hunter and Ricardo Greppi still out, both on the road to recovery. But one of the questions that we had in November, if not October or September or last July for that matter, was depth. Yeah. And it looks like they're on an encouraging path right now because they've had some guys go down. Others who were on the brink of getting in the rotation have gone down, but it doesn't seem like they've really missed a beat here over the last few games.
No, they haven't. And that's been the amazing thing about this team is nobody saw what Kamari McGee is doing come to this fruition. Right? Like, nobody saw him having that big of impact. And I think the growth of Carter Gilmore, I think, has been really important. I mean, what he's done when he's in the game, Jack Janicki, like everyone that's kind of had a role or had a moment, they've embraced that. And they've embraced their role. And that's why they've had success. I mean, there's no secret to it. The depth of this team, I don't know how you prepare for it. I just don't. I've talked to a lot of Big Ten coaches about this team, and it really is a lot about, okay, so we take away this option. Now this guy comes in and performs well. And it's, you know, you make this guy beat us. And they do.
Yeah. Like,
and that's the toughest thing about this group, which is fun to watch. And they're so unselfish, man.
It was fun talking to Kamari McGee yesterday because I was asking Greg about it as we were recording Coach Gard's radio show yesterday about, you know, as he made mechanical tweaks. And, you know, there might be a little bit of an adjustment, you know, mechanically with Kamari's shot. But I asked him about it. He said, you know, it was over the summer, I just made an absolute commitment to being a better shooter.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's like one of those things. I would think you would love this with your camps. This is about getting up and down and playing a bunch of games. It's about work with no one in the gym, working on an aspect of your game that you know has to be better. And we're seeing this pay off for Kamara.
It's funny because one of those things I talk about all the time with every kid. And everyone talks about perfect form, and we always say there's no such thing as perfect form. Does Steph Curry shoot the same way that Klay Thompson? Does Klay Thompson shoot the same way that Kevin Durant? The answer is no, they don't. But guess what? They're all elite shooters, not great shooters, elite shooters. Why? Because of that. They get in the gym, and it's the reps time and time again. And that's exactly what Kamara – and you can see it. Like, that's the thing. You can see it because it's not only the foundation, but it's the confidence. When he shoots the ball, he believes it's going in. His teammates believe it's not a shock anymore. And you just can't teach confidence. It's got to come from within.
I was just going to ask you about that because Greg has talked about that very thing with Marcus Ilver. You know, they were so pleased to see him knock down a couple of shots on Friday night because, you know, Kamari's talked about it. Greg's talked about it. They've watched him do that in practice.
Oh, yeah.
Now you translate it. Once you see it go down a time or two, that can make all the difference in the world.
And it does. I mean, it does. No matter what, as great as it is having everyone believe in you in the locker room, you got to see the ball go through the hoop. And if you don't, it's hard to have that carry over.
All right. That is our Badger Notebook. We have more of our pregame coverage coming up as Wisconsin takes on Ohio State. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Courtside at the Kohl Center, the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes here tonight as the Badgers try to extend this winning streak to six games. We've talked about how the Badgers are playing well. Ohio State is certainly capable of playing well, and it has. You beat Kentucky by 20, and that gets people's attention. But they've had other games where it's been the polar opposite, so I guess one of the storylines of this game, if you're looking big picture, Brian, is what Ohio State team are we going to see here tonight?
Well, there's no question. This is a team that's beaten Kentucky, and then you look at some of the losses that they've gotten, you just kind of shake your head. I mean, they just went to double overtime against Minnesota a couple games ago. So what team shows up? Now, I think for Ohio State, the biggest thing is their physicality. You look at Royal, what he does. You know, you're going to hear the term junkyard dog, mm-hmm. Just a guy that is a good basketball player, aggressive. And for me, it's also with Ohio State, what Bruce Thornton do you get? Do you get the ultra-aggressive one? And then how do their bigs play? I think it's so interesting as well. Because right. I think you look at Aaron Bradshaw, what he can do as well. So
we'll look forward to it. Tip time about 1/2 hour away. Stay with us. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Pre-game show continues, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. We'll talk basketball in a minute, but somebody was asking me about 2 hours ago, how's Coach Krabbenhoff today, his beloved Minnesota Vikings once again getting boat raced in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they, again, no Super Bowl trophy or no appearance, so.
Same old.
Yeah, and you know, all my Vikings fans that want to shoot back while the Packers, I said, well, at least you can walk by our trophy case and see, you know, the six that are there.
Now, I think that Joe is by far the most diehard Viking fan in the program. I know you got a lot of Minnesota guys there, though. Are the like the important guys, your players, okay here for tonight?
Yeah, they're okay. You know, Janicki just moves on to the Celtics and Notre Dame football. So okay. He said, I still got two horses in the race here, and his Celtics will probably be in the race for a long time. But, we had a little fun. They were really quiet today when I brought up last mm-hmm. night. So, yeah, we... You know, I guess all's well that ends well.
That's exactly right. Got to have a little fun during the course of a season. You guys are having some fun right now, the way you've been playing. I know we talked in your radio show, Kamari McGee. If you ask him to come off the bench, which he has done throughout his Badger career until Friday when he starts and just plays really well, doing what he's been doing really all season.
Yeah, I think it's just a huge testament to him and a credit to him that how he's, as I've said about him and Gilmore, they've done it kind of the old-fashioned way, the hard way, the long, long drawn-out process of your career, and he's worked and developed and has gotten so much better and just understands his role of not only the coming off the bench, which obviously he didn't do the other night, but just how to play and how to help orchestrate our team, and his leadership, his voice, everything has been terrific, and I'm really said is happy for him because he's put in a lot of time and a lot of work to this.
You mentioned the other night Carter Gilmore played. He was sick. Bouncing back, and Max looks like he's on a pretty good path himself.
Yeah, we're getting back to full strength here with those guys, and yeah, Gilly's been fine, after that little 24 hours, and Klesman's practiced here, 2 days in a row, so it looks as he feels good and ready to go.
Depth, continuing to build it. It's been a plus.
It's huge.
Though.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, we've needed even when we don't have guys hurt, and hopefully we'll get Greppy back here soon. I think maybe later this week yet, and then Cam Hunter is, making progress, but he's still a few days out.
We talked in your show, we've done this, which is good here for the last couple of radio shows, the defense, the effort at Rutgers last week, they had a nice win last night against UCLA, what you did against Minnesota, especially in the second half. I don't know if any coach says we're where we need to be, but you're headed that way, it seems.
Yeah, I think we are, and I think the biggest thing is just the connectivity and how everybody talks about synergy offensively as a team progresses through the year and grows and understands and learns each other better, but the same thing defensively. So obviously the individual parts need to continue to improve, but I think our synergy and our connectiveness defensively and obviously on that end of the floor is getting better.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll have more with Coach Gard. Pre-game chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Famous Wurstmachers Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century. Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
Sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
It's the Badgers and the Buckeyes tonight, and Ohio State's good. It's really, really good. They've had their ups and downs, but new faces, but not all are new faces. Bruce Thornton, is it fair to say that as good as he's been, he's maybe kicked it up a notch this year?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I looked, and he's only a junior. I was hoping he was like, this was it.
I thought he was a sixth-year guy.
Yeah, it seemed like he's been there forever, but no, definitely has improved. I think there's no doubt. You know, numbers show that, but you just watch him play, put on the tape, and you can tell, you know, strong, physical, does a good job of taking care of the ball, assist to turnover ratio is really good. You know, and the backcourt made with him and John Mobley, who does a play like a freshman, it has been really, you know, that combination has been really good. And I think they've gotten contributions, too, from, you know, Micah Parrish, that transferred from San Diego State. He has the ability to score. And then the jump Devin Royal has made, you know, from year one to year two, just a physical, you know, power forward, can put the ball on the floor, and has taken a big jump here as a sophomore as well. And then they've got some others. You mentioned new faces. Sean Stewart transferred in from Duke. Bradshaw transferred in from Kentucky. It's a good team. You mentioned when they get it cooking, they are really good, and they did that against Kentucky, but you've seen it in other games for spurts.
You mentioned Micah Parrish a minute ago. I mean, this is a guy who played in the national championship game at San Diego State, so a veteran guy. People in the Big Ten, maybe not that familiar, but he knows what big stages are all about.
Yeah, and you can tell. You know, it's been important for us, too, in recruiting transfer portal athletes, just who are they coached by, where did they play. And when you get somebody from San Diego State, you know, job Brian Dutcher does out there is terrific, and you can tell he's well coached, and that gives him the opportunity to come in and impact Jake's team right away.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll take a look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time now for our Big Ten report presented by the Big Ten Network. About 8.5 minutes remaining in Bloomington, and I'm guessing the home crowd's not very happy tonight. Illinois leading Indiana. How's that for a hot take? Illinois leading Indiana 78-51. I'm just looking at the box score right now. The Hoosiers are 0-13 from the three-point line. Is it just me, Butchie, or are we seeing more blowouts, not just in the Big Ten, but college basketball in general? Are we seeing more than usual these days?
I think that's part of it. I think the travel's part of it. I think trying to figure out what these teams are. Now, this game, I think we kind of saw it coming just based on the way Illinois played on Saturday. But Illinois had a 30-point game against Penn State.
Yeah.
30-point game against Oregon. Like, yep. So you're seeing more of that. There's no question about it.
Is it – now, Indiana's only attempted 13 threes. Hasn't made any, so it's only – but in this era where a lot of teams that shoot as many threes as you can, like Illinois the other day was like 6 for 30 yeah, something.
Correct.
Like if any team, it could happen to any team at any time, but that makes you vulnerable to getting boat raced too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, now we saw 21 of 31.
Yes.
From three from the Badgers against Iowa. Iowa has scored more than enough points to be in that game. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't have been a blowout, but that's what happened. Now all of a sudden, you go, instead of 21, you go 6 of 31. Now you lose by 20.
Yeah.
And that's a great – that game is a great example of what the three-point line does, because most of the time you're not shooting 21 of 31. It's more like 15. It's a close game.
And Michigan State is an outlier. Doesn't shoot a lot of
they
threes.
Don't.
It doesn't make a lot of them when they do shoot it. And they, along
running
with Michigan, are undefeated.
Yeah. Right? The different. Now, Michigan's starting to really shoot the ball well from three.
Yeah, Michigan has.
Michigan is. They haven't. They didn't early in the season.
Yep.
Now they're shooting at a clip close to 45% from three. But the Michigan State is so interesting. They're getting back to the old Michigan State. I mean, they're not. With A.J. Hogard at point guard, they didn't run as much. They tried to, but A.J. just didn't push. Not that he's not doing – wasn't a good point guard. But they are going – I mean, this is the Michigan State when I play, where – all we did for practice was just run, good boys. Don't even worry about rolling the ball out. All it's going to be is transition. You better sprint back.
Make or miss.
No matter
what.
That's what this team is. That's what this Michigan State team's doing now.
Under Izzo, under Heathcote, and here they come.
You better go.
All right. Iowa, by the way, playing USC. That will tip at 9:30 Central Time out west tomorrow. The Spartans have the home floor against Penn State. Purdue heads to the Pacific Northwest, taking on the Washington Huskies. That is our Big Ten Report presented by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, we'll get Butchie's keys to tonight's game between the Badgers and the Buckeyes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just three ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Pre-game coverage continues. Wisconsin and Ohio State tonight at the Kohl's Center. Time for Butchie's keys to tonight's tussle.
The first thing, transition defense. This is an Ohio State team. If you give them confidence, they're going to get out. They're going to run. We've seen them beat Kentucky. We've seen them beat some really good teams. We've also seen them struggle. Don't give them confidence early. That's going to come from transition. I think when you look at the next three-point line, right now they're making 8 a game. They're not great from that. However, they're shooting it at almost 38%. So it's the ones they make. So you have to make sure you guard that three-point line. Wisconsin does a good job of that. They need to continue to do that. Their offensive rebound and the rebound of the basketball, I think, is the third thing. Ohio State's not great when you look at the numbers as far as what they do. However, it's timely. It's the energy. It's the junkyard dog. It's the 50-50 balls that go their way in the offensive rebounds. That's when you rewatch that Kentucky game. It was those sorts of plays. And when you rewatch all the close games, even the Minnesota game, that's a 2-0 OT game. You know, they're able to kind of get some of those big plays down the stretch because of those plays. Wisconsin can't give Ohio State any of those. I know there's not a lot of numbers. This is more of a match the mentality game versus diving into the numbers game.
And Devin Royal, though, if they have to get one of the offensive players,
that's where
Devin
it's coming
Royal,
from. I mean, yeah, he's the guy. I'm going to use the term junkyard dog a lot, and he's the guy I'm talking about a good amount of the time.
All right, those are your keys to tonight's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. As you heard Coach Guard talk about Ricardo Greppi getting closer and closer to getting back into the mix, recovering from that lower body injury suffered just after Christmas. And then Cameron Hunter is banged up doing some pregame work on Friday night. He continues on the road to recovery. No one listed as questionable. That means Max Klusman is up, and in fact, he will be in the starting five. For Ohio State, Michi Johnson continues his leave of absence. His last game was 1 month ago when Ohio State played Oregon. If you'll recall, he started his career in Columbus, went to South Carolina, back in his home state of Ohio, but Michi has stepped away from the team now these last few weeks. Now to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. First for Jake Diebler's Buckeyes, the first full year at the helm for Diebler, had the interim tag removed. He replaced Chris Holtman in the middle of last February. His team went 6-2 down the stretch in an early checkmark win for Diebler as the then interim coach when Ohio State took down the second-ranked Purdue Boilermakers in Columbus 73-69. The starting five for Coach Diebler's group tonight. He'll have Micah Parrish, 6'6 senior, transfer from San Diego State. He is from Detroit. He is averaging 10 points, 4.5 rebounds per game. Sean Stewart, Florida native, transfer from Duke, 6'9 sophomore, averaging 6.3 points, 6 rebounds a game. Devin Royal, 6'6 sophomore out of Pickerington, Ohio, at 14.7.5 rebounds a contest. Backcourt combo, John Mobley, an impressive freshman, 6'1 out of Reynoldsburg, Ohio, at 12 points a game. And Bruce Thornton, 6'2 junior out of Fairburn, Georgia, averaging 17 points, nearly 3 rebounds, and 4.5 assists per game. For Greg Gard's Badgers, back to his normal starting five, and that means you'll see Nolan Winter in there, 6'11 sophomore at Lakeville, Minnesota, 11.6 rebounds a game. Stephen Crowell, the 7-foot grad student from Eagan, Minnesota, 10 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per contest. John Tanjay, 6'5 grad student from North Omaha, Nebraska, 18 points, 5 rebounds, 2 dimes a game. John Blackwell, 6'4 sophomore out of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, 15.5 points, 4.7 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. And Max Klesman, 6'4 senior out of Nina, back in the starting five, averaging 10.5 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists per game. Ohio State leads the series through the years, but the Badgers have won 4 of the last 5, including a sweep last season. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century. Yeah. Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klesman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted in off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger Basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePage.
Good evening from the Kohl Center in Madison with Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson. At our network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, where the Badgers have won five straight games. They're now 3-2 in the league, 13-3 overall, taking on Jake Diebler's Ohio State Buckeyes. They had a split in their games last week. They're 2-3 in conference play, 10-6 overall. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Badgers on a nice little roll here. They've won five straight games, and in the course of those five wins, Stephen Crowell averaging 16.5 points, 6.5 rebounds a game, and they're back to their regular starting five. Max Klesman back in there. Kamari McGee off the bench, but good to know if they need Kamari to start again. It seems like he's pretty comfortable doing that based on what we saw on Friday night, Brian.
Yeah, I would say he's more than comfortable when it comes to that. But you look at this group having Max back, and one of the things as far as that I look at with it is Max hasn't shot the ball well. This is a night that finally gets himself going a little bit, just kind of reset. Being injured isn't always a bad thing. Yeah, Max wanted to play, but a little bit of a reset. Does it come into play this game where all of a sudden we see Max taking some maybe better shots so that he sees the ball goes